How Do I Read This Damn Documentation? By Henrik de Geer. Posted on January 17th, 2009, on anotherdamnblog.com. Don't we love reading damn documentation? I'm not referring to the pretty glossy brochures you get from marketing that has to look great in order to sell you the product. I'm referring to the actual damn documentation, which supposedly explains how the damn works, like the guides, the manuals, feature sets, configuration options, compendiums of data, and volumes of instructions. Instructions are always so easy to read, aren't they? Many DAM vendors are reluctant to show us their documentation until we have signed a contract with them. Then we are often stuck trying to understand these things. After we review the tables of contents and volumes of paperwork, we quickly begin to understand. We pay annual support fees for the DAM. We pay them to read and understand their own documentation. Personally, I have read over the DAM documentation for a few DAM solutions I have used and have the same frustration, but I decided to do something about it. Here is a solution to have up-to-date, easy-to-use, easy-to-navigate documentation. First, I asked for all the latest documentation. Yes, I asked for more. The vendor had for their DAM product. It would help if the vendor updated their documentation as often as they updated the product itself. Second, I wanted to know everything that was not covered in their documentation, such as the new features. If I had a question on how to do something with the DAM, which was not discussed in the documentation, I asked. My questions were often forwarded directly to the engineers for an answer. This sometimes exposed more features and little-known facts about the functionality of the product. Then, with the permission of the vendor, I rewrote the documentation. Yes, it was technical writing. I also had to translate some of the parts from engineer speak back into English. One of the more useful things I did was I wrote step-by-step instructions complemented with screenshots to illustrate these steps. I purposely was not about to rewrite the documentation into big, thick paper manuals. Was not about to print binders full of paper for each DAM user to refer to. Was not about to chisel the documentation into stone tablets. Was not going to issue an eraser with each binder for changes. Was not about to switch out endless pages per binder for changes. Was not about to use PDF because a user might accidentally refer to an older version of a PDF with different information which would not help them access immediate up-to-date results. This is the 21st century, and we have better tools for documentation that occasionally changes, especially since we use computers anyhow. Welcome to Web 2.0 methods of documentation. What I used was an enterprise wiki within our intranet. The enterprise wiki is open to anyone working within our organization's network at any time from anywhere. The wiki is fully searchable and is kept up to date with the latest information at all times. It is updated by me or anyone I assign to edit. Any changes can be applied to the wiki in seconds. There is full version control, even down to a single character change. Every user can get an email update alerting them of any recent changes to the documentation. How long did it take me to create the documentation on a wiki? It took me the same amount of time to write on this wiki than it would have as a PDF or paper. But it only takes seconds to update and disseminate to all users. Try that with paper or PDF. Who uses wikis for their own business? Plenty of businesses are using wikis as a modern dissemination tool for documentation. Want your own wiki for your own documentation, reports, etc.? Do a Google search on wiki or enterprise wiki. My question to all the vendors is, when will they begin offering their documentation as a wiki for their clients as well as their own sanity. For more on this and other digital asset management topics, log on to anotherdamblog.com. Another Damn Podcast is now available on Audioboo, Blueberry, iTunes, and the Tech Podcast Network. Thanks again.